If you think sequestration may affect you, listen to this. Federal officials say major airports will have to close runways as air traffic controllers are furloughed, and that could result in major flight delays. Joining us live, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Secretary, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
I got to ask you, are you exaggerating?
Oh, no, I don't. I've never used scare tactics. I don't believe in that, and I don't think it really gets you anywhere. We base things on facts, and the fact is that we have to cut $1 billion out of the DOT budget. That's what the law says. The largest number of employees at DOT are at the FAA, and the largest number of FAA employers are air traffic controllers who control airports all over the country. So when we look to make $1 billion worth of cuts, we have to look at where the resources are really going. And the last thing I want to do is close air traffic control towers or lay our employees off or sequester or furlough employees. But that's what we have to do because that's the law. And we don't make this stuff up. Mm-hmm. Congress passed it. And here we are, faced with trying to find $1 billion.
Are some travel markets going to be affected to a greater degree than others?
Really, the major markets, the hub markets, are going to experience 60 to 90 minute delays because of the fact that we're going to have to furlough controllers and we're going to have to slow down planes, and airlines are going to have to make a judgment call about whether to even continue some flights, knowing that they may not make it on time.
Now, what about those airlines? Will there be waivers here about their online performance, their on-time, rather, performance?
Well, we look at those, the tarmac delays, which has been set at 3 hours, no more than three-hour tarmac delays. We look at those on an individual basis, and make a judgment on those. And in some instances, we've put fines on, and others we've, we've looked at it in a way that reflects exactly what happened.
Are there other things coming besides flight delays because of the air traffic controllers that maybe we haven't thought of yet?
Well, look, some towers are going to be closed, and some in our in this region here, in the Maryland, Virginia region. Are on the list to be closed because of the fact that we just simply have to furlough controllers. And we've met with NATCA, the union that represents the controllers. They understand this. We've met with the airlines. We've met with industry people. I think everybody understands this is real. This is not made up stuff. This is not being said to try and scare somebody. This is reality. And a month from now, these furloughs and these closures and these delays will begin to affect travel.
We have a number of projects that get federal funding around here, many from the Department of Transportation, whether it's related to roads or the Silver Line and rail and things like that. Any of them affected by this?
They're really not because of the way that these funds come to us and are allocated. Roads and bridges are not affected. Our safety programs are not affected. We don't see huge problems with the Silver Line, which is finishing up phase one and getting started on phase two. But when it comes to the largest amount of money that we have to save, it's going to be coming from the FAA.
Can you tell us which towers in Virginia and Maryland are due to be closed?
I sure can. In facilities where overnight shifts would be eliminated, Norfolk Tower in Virginia Beach, Richmond Tower in Richmond, Virginia, and the Roanoke Tower in Roanoke, and then facilities that could be closed, and we're looking at this very carefully, Easton, Maryland, Frederick, Maryland, Hagerstown, Martin State in Baltimore, Salisbury, Ocean City, their regional airport, Manassas, and Lynchburg. I'll be happy to fax these to you, and if you want to put them up on your website,
That's a great idea.
Might be helpful to folks.
Let me ask you, is there any way around this? Say, can the local airports, municipalities, whoever runs these airports, can they actually bring in controllers and pay them instead of the government?
Not really. No, these controllers are paid by the federal government, and there are really no private companies that provide controllers to airports. This is a federal commitment that's made by the federal government. These are well-trained controllers. Their work is very tedious and requires a lot of training, and so it's all really controlled through the FAA and the training programs and having experienced controllers in control towers.
All right. Thanks for coming on and explaining this morning, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood.
Tucker Eccles has money news at the Washington Business Journal.
And, Mike, we are poised to hear the latest on the economy. And just to remind you, the expectation is we're going to see a turnaround, and the fourth quarter will show a little growth after last month's first initial look at GDP, which showed minor contraction.